Well, it's not the first time that there have been rumblings within Fianna Fáil about the leadership of Micheál Martin. But following a calamitous presidential election, discontent on the backbenches has grown. To take stock, I'm joined by Fiacra O'Kiona of our political staff. Fiacra, lots of rumblings in the immediate aftermath of Catherine Connolly's landslide victory. What's been happening today?
Well, depending on who you ask, Rachel, what's happening today is either backbenchers in Fianna Fáil preparing to read the riot act to Micheál Martin, or that presumptive push against Fianna Fáil's leader beginning to be, well, pushed out a little once again. Now, the Taoiseach is meeting a number of backbenchers, as you said, later on today at government buildings. They include Cathal Crowe, Malcolm Byrne, James O'Connor and Aisling Dempsey. Those meetings are part of ongoing talks to discuss the fallout from Jim Gavin's disastrous presidential election campaign for Fianna Fáil, and they have been planned in advance of Sunday's suggestion that a no-confidence motion could be placed by some backbencher TDs in the Fianna Fáil leader. But it's inevitable that questions over Micheál Martin's leadership will also come up at those meetings. Now, among the questions likely to be raised at that meeting on that particular topic are, firstly, Micheál Martin's role in Jim Gavin's presidential campaign. Now, that's an issue that has led to party questions over Micheál Martin's style of leadership and his decision-making process. Secondly, legitimate questions from party backbenchers over what they see as a lack of a clear housing and infrastructure policy that they can sell to the public and to voters. And that thirdly, that big question over the party leadership, which is still overshadowing plenty of what's happening within Fianna Fáil right now, particularly with last weekend's Red Sea Business Post poll suggesting the party's poll rating now stands at just 17%.
Are there any firm indications, though, that the party is in heave territory?
Well, there is an ongoing question mark over that, and that really is the big question over whether there is a heave now or whether it appears more likely to not be happening, or at least not happening just yet. There is, of course, talk that rebels in Fianna Fáil have close to 12 signatures needed to force a no-confidence motion according to the party's rules, but there are two big potential snags with that approach. Firstly, the presumptive contender, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan. Jim O'Callaghan, he's given no clear public indication to date that he wants to challenge Micheál Martin, or at least wants to challenge him just yet. And secondly, if you are to table a no-confidence motion, Rachel, of course it goes without saying that you have to be sure you're going to be able to win it. And for the moment, that's not guaranteed either. Now, there is, in addition, the fact that while parliamentary party members like Anne Rabbitt, James O'Connor, John McGuinness and John Lahart have expressed discontent, to put it mildly in some cases, in recent days, others like Ministers Timmy Dooley, Dara O'Brien and Chief Whip Mary Butler have said the majority of members still back Micheál Martin. That means there's divisions within Fianna Fáil's parliamentary party, and not for the first time in Micheál Martin's reign, talk of a push but no firm decisions being made. Instead, what appears more likely at the moment is that there are three potential windows for when a push could happen, not necessarily in the immediate future but in the medium term. Firstly, after Fianna Fáil's presidential review ends in 2 weeks' time. Secondly, after Fianna Fáil's centenary early next year. And thirdly, after Ireland's EU presidency, which ends at the end of next year. So while for the moment there is of course talk of discontent within Fianna Fáil, for the moment it remains just talk.
Fiacra, many thanks for that. Fiacra O'Kiona there of our political staff.